see. They never wanted me. The curse is laid upon my race. Useless serpents, they bring disgrace. A man without a face. Of time they pass again. It's so hard to tell where and when. Yeah, just do the best you can. The flames will burn away the waste. All the lies that they told erased. A man without face. A man without a 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 face.
Welcome, dear ladies and gentlemen, to the Rabbit Hole Radio Show. Yes, this is David James, and I'm your host. This is the debut show, and I'd like to set some things straight about the show before we really get into subject. If you do look at the cover, you're going to see a white rabbit. You're also going to see a gray rabbit that looks like he's mesmerized, so to speak, as he's slipping down the hole. You will notice that the white rabbit is not really white, but he's light. You can see through him. If you really pay attention, you'll be able to see that you can see through him. Now, I must explain to you that the white rabbit is used in mind control programming. There's a lot going on in this world that we do not realize, and you will be shocked to learn the things you'll learn on this show. Now, this Alice in Wonderland programming with the rabbit that takes her down the hole and shows her many different things, as well as the Matrix, the white rabbit, Playboy's Playboy bunnies are white rabbits. That's the symbolism. So this isn't here to, the white rabbit's not taking you down any holes so you can be mind controlled or programmed. This is, it was just my idea that people talk about going down rabbit holes all the time. And many of these are dead end rabbit holes and they're a waste of your time. And so this show is designed to look at things that you normally wouldn't see, but you could see them yourself. You don't need any rabbits or anybody to take you down these holes, so to speak. But I'm here to, and I thought we could do it together and learn together about some serious matters that you may not be aware of. I just wanted to explain the white rabbit thing because it wasn't even intended that he would be white. I was working in Photoshop with him and he was gray like the other one. and grayish whitish, and he was off color, you know. And when I played around with this plug-in, I saw this rabbit that looked like he had light, you know, it had changed to where he looked like he was a spiritual rabbit, so to speak. And there was light around his body, like we will have when we're back with the Father. So you can make of it anything you wish, but I just wanted to explain it to you so that you'd know why it was the way it is, and so on and so forth. The song you just heard is, I took it, it's the stripped down version from my new album that I'll be putting out, hopefully, in the near future. I like the song and I like what it says. It's personal about me. And you can read into that whatever you like. There's a lot of mind control and programming and all kinds of things. Why would I want to teach you about this? Did I think you were interested in learning how to control somebody? No. By the way, if you feel that you've ever had any kind of mind control, you shouldn't probably listen to this show. Fritz Springmeier had put out a lot of good work. And he, of course, uses the term the Illuminati. They framed him and put him in jail, and when he came back, he was not the same man. I mean, I think it's still him, but he's not teaching anything anymore, really. I don't know what they did to him. But the things he exposed were brilliant. He was a man who had incredible abilities to study and pay attention to detail and to be able to, you know, concentrate, which is rare in these days, and for a very good reason, because they don't want us to be able to concentrate. So there's a lot going on. Fritz has written the, you know, bloodlines, the Illuminati bloodlines and all these things. We know, as, you know, the people of my audience know, that the Illuminati is the Jews. We're not playing the game of Bill Cooper and everybody else that we're going to direct it away from. We know who the Illuminati is. We know that it's from the Jews and controlled by the Jews, and it's a secret society within a secret society. We know about it. So when you hear the term the Illuminati, you know it means the Jews. They like to pretend, you know, I'm sure that there's non-Jews involved in what the Jews are doing in the world, and there's probably non-Jewish families involved. But that's the same as it is anywhere. But the premise is that all these Jews have given up their religion and they don't practice Judaism. Like as if Judaism was an honorable thing to practice. You know what I mean? This is how they want you to believe these things, and we know different, don't we? Because we've looked into the Talmud. I've done so many shows on these types of things that you know by now that the Talmud is not an holy book. It's purely anti-Christ, anti-Christian, anti-good. So let's not make a pretense that these Illuminati people, these Jews don't practice their wonderful religion of Talmudism anymore. I mean, this is just pure garbage. You know what I mean? And let's get on with something that is very interesting. Fritz wrote about the Wizard of Oz and mind control programming. He wrote about many different things, about those families, how to detect a mind-controlled slave, how these techniques are done with trauma, trauma-based mind control, and all kinds of things. We don't have to get too crazy and heavy into it because I don't really need to learn how to control somebody or want to traumatize anybody. I want good for people. I would rather they be deprogrammed than to help them be programmed, because the thing is from the time you were a child, for instance, Disney movies, and up to today, as children today watching these movies, and the Jews control Disney, you have to realize that these things have shaped these children's mind with programming. And when you were a child, your mind, unless somehow you were protected, like I believe I am and was, it didn't affect me, but it does affect many, many people. So let's just take a look. This being the first show, there's so many things that we can learn through Fritz Springmeier's works. And it's very, very, very interesting what we're going to see. This particular chapter I'm looking at here is from chapter 5 from the Deeper Insights book. It goes into the Disney family, and I think this should be very interesting to you. He says the Illuminati, but you know, the Jews have refined the art of deception far beyond what the common man has imagined. The very life and liberty of humanity requires the unmasking of their deceptions. That is what this book is about. Honesty, listen very carefully to this because this is incredibly true. Honesty is a necessary ingredient for any society to function successfully. Would you agree with that? That honesty is a necessary ingredient for any society to function successfully? I mean, trust is so important, isn't it? He goes on, deception has become a national pastime, starting with our business and political leaders and cascading down to the grassroots. The deceptions of the Jews, anytime I see Illuminatis, I'm changing it to Jews because that's what the reality is. The deceptions of the Jews' mind control may be hidden, but in their wake, they are leaving tidal waves of distrust that are destroying America. While the CIA pretends to have our nation's best interest at heart, anyone who has seriously studied the consequences of deception on a society will tell you that deception will seriously damage any society until it collapses. Do you not find that interesting? And the bell tolls. Listen, you know that the CIA, the MI6, Deuxième Bureau from France, and all these different ones, they're all controlled by Jews because Jews are all involved in foreign by Israel, the FBI, etc., etc. So he said, I'll repeat it because you might have been distracted by the bell tolling. While the CIA pretends to have our nation's best interest at heart, anyone who has seriously studied the consequences of deception on a society will tell you that deception will seriously damage any society until it collapses. Listen to this. Lies seriously damage a community because trust and honesty are essential to communication and productivity. Trust in some form is a foundation upon which humans build relationships. When trust is shattered, human institutions collapse. If a person distrusts the words, if a man or woman, person is not a man or woman, If a man or woman distrusts the words of another person, he will have difficulty also trusting that that man or woman will treat him fairly, having his best interests at heart, and refrain from harming him. With such fears, you see, distrust is like the opposite of faith. You can't have faith in people if you can't trust them. And so the opposite of faith is fear. So he says here, this is biblical, and this is very interesting. With such fears, which is the opposite of faith, an atmosphere of death is created that will eventually work to destroy or wear down the cooperation that people need. The millions of victims of total mind control are stripped of all trust, and they quietly spread their fears and distrust on a subconscious level throughout society. When I look back on the old shows that they have put out, these Jews, through the Jewish lens, I notice that distrust is one of the main things. When they show the old Westerns, or any, it doesn't matter what genre you're talking about, but I'm just going to give you the Westerns as an example. I've talked about this before. They'll show the old Westerns, and when we were going out west, we needed each other and trusted each other, and we protected each other, and there was safety in numbers, safety in honor and trust, and so on and so forth. The way the Jews market what took place in that part of history was, everywhere you went, there was a bunch of white people there ready to do some kind of crime or harm to you. Around every corner, there was a liar, a white liar. And many of the times, the subliminal thing was that they would have a blonde man as the one to distrust. The one who would do the most evils would be a blonde man. German-looking, maybe? You see my point? And so you've got to realize that as you see, this is media-driven. Again, everything relates to what I'm teaching you here. It's media-driven, this fear of trusting other people. They don't want white people to be able to trust each other, because then we could get together and build human relationships and actually do something to destroy them. So therefore, distrust is media-driven. And it's driven down your throat daily. And it's driven into other people's minds so that when they speak with you or deal with you, they have this fear inside of them. Now, does that mean everybody? Not necessarily. There are people that aren't susceptible to these things. But one thing I've learned from looking at the Jewish lens, or through the Jewish lens, and not letting my guard down, is this type of thing. This isn't the only thing I noticed. This is what I called reverse engineering. As I went back through the old mafia, you know, the old, what was that called? Film noir. I talked to you about that before. What it was set up to do. See, there's so many police now, and police believe all people are liars, and now people believe all police are liars. So there's nobody that can trust anybody anymore. That's the way it's damaged our society. So what I was trying to say before was that when you were a child, you didn't know anything was being put into your mind. You were just enjoying the colors, the music, the entertainment, I guess you would say it is. But you had no idea what was being put in your head during this entertainment, any more than the adults today have any idea what's being put in their heads under the guise of entertainment. It's all media driven. That was one of the things from 2019 that the Father has given to me to make me realize just how important it was for these Jews to have the media. Everything you can think of that will harm us is media driven. So, again, I'm just going to read this. With such fears of not being able to trust anybody, an atmosphere of death is created that will eventually work to destroy or wear down the cooperation that people need. The millions of victims of total mind control are stripped of all trust, and they quietly spread their fears and distrust on a subconscious level throughout society. One problem about lies is that one lie will call for another and then another. I have witnessed this just recently. I am blown away, but not that surprised, but still blown away because I never knew what I'd find when I was down one of these holes. I didn't have any rabbit to guide me. One problem about lies is that one lie will call for another and then another. You see, it's like everything else. Sin gives birth to sin, which will compound exponentially. Remember, I said that if you have a pedophile and you don't cut it off at the root and kill it, that it will spread to more and more, and it will grow like a tree exponentially. This has happened. Nobody's culling the tree. Nobody's going to be allowed to cull the tree, obviously, because somebody wants it to grow exponentially. It's all part of what I'm teaching here and what Fritz is sharing in his works. So it says, it's hard to keep lies single. They seem to want to breed more of their kind to protect themselves. I couldn't have said it better. What I've seen recently, I am just, wow. Soon the liar becomes a victim of his own lies, trapped in a dishonest web that demands lots of energy to protect his false fronts. This is the sad fate that the intelligence agencies have painted themselves into. They must maintain groups that oversee their double agents' lies to ensure that the lies that they have disseminated don't contradict themselves. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Finally, they have put out so much disinformation, they lose track of reality themselves. Far from saving this nation, the intelligence agencies have spread the cancer of deception into all walks of life, so that this cancer is contaminating and killing anything of value in the United States. The soon-to-come death of this nation's sovereignty, as well as the destruction of this nation's morals, are the results of this cancer. People who have attended high-level Jewish meetings were instructed in how the Jews plan to bring the New World Order Antichrist reign by making everything appear as if it happened naturally. Remember, I would always say that these things that are taking place are not by happenstance. See, they're bringing this about, and it's a plan. It's called, in Freemasonry, it's called the Great Plan. The Jews have decided to camouflage their actions with the creation of normalcy to avert any suspicions. An example of something which appears to have been happened naturally is the O.J. Simpson case, which was planned based on previous murder scenarios which had been successfully covered up. O.J. Simpson was a CIA mind control slave, and the entire Simpson case was concocted as an elaborate effort to cause racial tensions. See, That's why the Jews have decided. You see, it's not the Illuminati, it's the Jews. The Mishpucha in the CIA, the mob, I wonder what the Mishpucha is. We'll have to find out. The Mishpucha, the CIA, the mob, and the Jews have all had their dirty hands involved in the entire affair. The entire affair reeks of manipulation and planning. It's not the goal of this paragraph to go into the case, but just to drop a couple of details. Joey Ippolito Jr. is both CIA and mob. You might not think, you couldn't think that he might have the Sicilian connection, do you? Yes. Ippolito, yeah. At one time lived in Hallandale, Florida, a mob housing division which was protected by a police force run by the mob. He has helped run drugs and wet ops for the combination, quote-unquote, which interconnects with the Jews. O.J. Simpson's friend Cowlings worked for Joey Ippolito, as well as O.J. Simpson. Simpson distributed cocaine for Joey Ippolito and the combination. See, the combination, that's from an old movie. One of the film noirs that I've talked about. Simpson's lawyer is also tied to the Jews, the CIA, and the mob. One of his lawyers on TV said the trial reeked of government corruption. Nicole Simpson lived next door to Carl Colby, former CIA director Bill Colby's son. Colby's wife and children have been subjected to mind control. Colby's wife testified in O.J. Simpson's trial, but was addressed as Miss Bo, quote-unquote, that's B-O-E, rather than by her name. O.J. Simpson's mother worked for a California state mental hospital in San Francisco for 30 years. Many state mental hospital workers have children who have been programmed. When one of the jurors in the Simpsons case, Tracy Hampton, had her mind control programming go haywire, she began staring for long periods at a blank TV and hearing voices. She had to be dismissed. During the Simpson trial, Judge Ito, gave Joe McGinnis the best front row seat that a journalist could have. Joe McGinnis was the cover-up author who wrote the book covering up about the McDonald Fort Bragg drug smuggling case. The McDonald Fort Bragg drug smuggling case involved the Jewish-run smuggling operation in the U.S. military during the Vietnam War. On and on the stink goes. The manipulation of history by those in power has been well covered over. An example of how mind control and its role in manipulation of events has been covered up by the perpetrators is in an article written in the Journal of American Medical Association, of the American Medical Association, JAMA. Listen to this. In the September 11th? Can you dig it? 1967, volume 201. Number 11 issue. Now you know why I do these things, ladies and gentlemen. The article, which was submitted to the magazine from three CIA doctors, Mark, Sweet, and Irvin, claims that riots are caused by brain disease. While the article is correct in the subpoint that only a small percentage of underprivileged urban dwellers participate in many of the riots, the article's thesis is obviously a slide to prevent people from catching on that a small number of deviants who create riots might be under mind control or might have some other motivation beyond simply being brain diseased. Can you say Antifa? Can you say Black Lives Matter? Any deception, whether it is an exaggeration or an understatement of the New World Order's, the Jews' World Order, capabilities is considered a, and useful, it should say, deception for the Jews' double agents to spread. The German battleship, the Bismarck, was sunk due to a little lie sent to Germany by a double agent, which underestimated the range of British radar. The Germans, thinking that they were out of British radar range, made some bad decisions that cost them the battleship. Deception diminishes power. Knowledge is power, and lies diminish the knowledge of deceived dupes, and therefore it diminishes the power of the deceived. Deception obscures the alternatives that people have. It also clouds up various objectives people would work toward. Some people give up certain objectives due to their misperceptions that the objective is undesirable or unattainable. See, deception has everything to do with the Jewish lens. Deception is media driven. Deception of false flag things that are happening. Deception of demonizing people who aren't demons, or demonizing countries that they wish to take over and cause war with. Deception has everything to do with the world that the Father told us to stay out of and not love. How can you love a world that's full of deception? How can you love a world full of lies? How can you love a world full of hybrids? How can you love a corrupt, unpure world? You can't. Programming deceptions. In the programming, colors and directions are used. Now, we see that with the rainbow movement, we see colors are used, don't we? And don't we see that websites have colors? I wanted to mention this to you. Websites, did you ever notice that YouTube is red? Did you ever notice that Google is yellow? Did you ever notice that many of the Jewish type things are red, have red in them? It's very interesting to me. Google Mail is red. And it has a Freemasonic apron as the M. There's much for us to learn, ladies and gentlemen. Why am I teaching you these things? I'm teaching you these things because I'm preparing you to understand what's going on around you. Remember, I told you that many of the colors you see are there specifically for a reason. Now listen, these colors are the Father's colors in the first place. I understand that. Numbers are the Father's numbers, right? I understand all that. But remember, here's an example. The Father looks at the United States of America as the New Jerusalem. But the devil's people look at the United States as the land of Lucifer, the land of the plumed serpent. So if I was to use the color red in something, that doesn't mean I'm a communist. But it's just something to think about. It's something to watch. You know that the reds, you know what Esau is, he's red. So you know that almost everything to have to do with these people uses this color. Red is the color of fire. These are the children of the flame. Listen, there's only so many colors, and we all use these colors. I understand that. But they use them for other purposes. You see, like the television or Talmud vision or the glass toilet or the electric toilet, as it has been dubbed, or as I call it, the Jewish lens, this could be used for good, but it's being used for evil. But it still could be used for good, and has been in some cases. This is just something that you must understand, so that you're able to read between the lines. So it says, programming deceptions. In the programming, colors and directions are used. Be prepared to find out that sometime programmers use their creative imaginations, such as using the color octarine, quote unquote, or the direction turnwise, quote unquote, or perhaps widdershins. Never heard of it before. WIDDERSHINS. During the most fundamental programming, which is done via LSD trips in sensory deprivation tank, to lay in foundations of alpha, beta, delta, ohm, and theta programs, each programming memory will be given a code. Where one popular programming deception takes place, remember that television or the Jewish lens refers to everything as programming. I want to say some things, as I always make comments and make these things last longer, but it's important. It's important that I speak about these things so you'll know, you know what I mean, that programming, the television is called, everything on it is called, did you watch the program? When you go to the show somewhere to see a ballet or whatever, they give you a program. You see? So, when one popular programming deception takes place that the programmer knows ahead of time, he has to sequence his memory codes so that, instance, the fifth memory is coded as trip, and strenuous methods are used up to memories of the first four trips. Victim's mind will be told to forget the four trips. The memory codes are deceptively designed to fool the deprogrammer and the victim alike. Part of the reason the programmer does this is that they know that if a therapist should stumble onto these first memories, the backup programming to protect these memories is so severe that the therapist will shatter the victim's mind. Backup programs such as atom bombs and vegetable programming are locked into place to protect the fundamental programs. Now listen, don't get yourself too deep into all this kind of stuff. This is just showing you that what's been going on to you through the Jewish lens for a very long time. Remember, Hollywood, the silver screen, it's there to program you. It's more programming. Programming can be simple and it can be complex. So, disinformation to make their double agents look good. This is just some interesting things. A force, quote unquote, was MI6's group that carried out deception. They would have their double agents pass out chicken feed, which is what they called classified information that can be thrown out to the public, to establish their double agents' credentials, bona fides, as agents against the British. Today, there are numerous anti-Jew World Order people who are actually double agents. They are distributing chicken feed to make people think they are legitimate. Can you say Q? Do you know that Q was part of the James Bond thing? You do realize that, right? There's a connection for you. 007 meaning two ball cane. The 00 are the two balls, and the which is the daughters of men, and the cane is the penis. The, you know, it's the same old story. Tubal Cain. That was from Freemasonry. It's from the scriptures. Has to do everything to do with Cain, and on and on and on it goes. So they are distributing chicken feed to make people think they're legitimate. By the way, it is interesting to note that those who realize how important carousels are to programming, that MI6, Ho in Vauxhall Cross, England, with a training center at Fort Moncton near, remember Lord Moncton? Huh? A fake? That's another fake person? Fort Moncton near Gosport, South England, is nicknamed, actually, its cryptonym is Carousel, by its daughter organization, Mossad. Hello? Officially, a.k.a. Central Intelligence Collection Agency. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're paying attention. I must tell you, it's extremely interesting. An example of a double agent who is popular among Christians is a Illuminati witch named Gretchen Passantino. Who tours around to Christian conferences belittling the idea of mind control. Dr. Loretta Fox, 666, reports in the Spiritual and Clinical Dimensions of MPD that 74% of women abused by SRA come from Christian homes. The Christian churches are heavily infiltrated. No. Sleeper agents. In the Volume 2 book, a number of references were made to sleeper agents. The idea of placing someone somewhere in society and letting them lead a normal life for years without ever being used is designed to... That's the Manchurian Candidate. Remember that when John Lennon was supposedly killed, I don't believe he was killed at all. Remember that fellow there, whatever his name is, he was a Jew, and he had The Catcher in the Rye as a book with him. It's the same old thing as like these sleeper agents, they get a call. You've seen this in Charles Bronson movies, Telephone, and all kinds of different things. These people are programmed and they're sleeper agents. And somebody gives them a call or something like that, or a letter or whatever. And when they hear the combination of the words, it sets them forth in an action that was predetermined. Remember? You've seen this in movies. So in Volume 2, book, a number of references were made to sleeper agents. The idea of placing someone somewhere in society and letting them lead a normal life for years without ever being used is designed to provide a legitimate smokescreen about what they were all about. Mind control slaves are excellent sleepers. The concept of making sleeper agents is not a secret. The CIA has publicly admitted that they have tried to discover long-range sleeper agents in the Los Niños children of Republican Spain, who were the descendants of communist Spaniards who returned to Spain in the 1950s. They also have admitted to having tried to weed out the long-range sleepers in the Trebizond Greeks, who lived near the USSR in Turkey and returned in the 50s to Greece. And the CIA and the KGB mirror-imaged each other, in their manufactured Hegelian dialectic mock duel, which was very real for the little, quote-unquote, person. You can well imagine that the CIA sent sleeper agents against the KGB. Names of types of disinformation agents. The intelligence agencies have their own lingo for the types of disinformation agents they send against everyone else. So far, we have named only double and sleeper agents. Here are some of their disinformation agents. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to think for yourself. I happen to know, well, I'll leave it to you. Agent of influence, this is your first type. These agents can be unwitting, under mind control, or ideologically motivated to use their positions of influence to sway the minds of others. Examples of agents of influence are the anchormen on TV, journalists, labor leaders, TV commentators, academics quoted by the media, and some politicians. May I say this? All which are media-driven. So agents of influence, like the 8th Ashkenazi Jew, John Bolton. Confusion agent. An agent whose job is to produce confusion by disseminating confounding information. Like laughing at things that aren't funny. Laughing at people's miseries. A confusion agent. It would make people to think, like, why are they laughing at such things? Why would they be laughing at somebody's misery? What is funny about that? See, that produces confusion. Confusion agent. An agent whose job is to produce confusion by disseminating confounding information. A laugh could be disseminating confounding information, in a sense. Contract agent. These are the rogue agents, such as the mob, who the CIA get to do particular jobs on contract. Their connections can be denied. Deep cover agent. A sleeper agent, often a programmed multiple or person with mind control programming who has been a long-term sleeper agent. Disinformation agent. This is a highly placed agent who passes disinformation on to other governments. But it's much more than that, ladies and gentlemen, as you well know. We've seen many disinformation agents. And who is the author of confusion but the devil? The confusion agent. Notional agent, a fictitious non-existent agent, quote-unquote, which is created with a real-looking identity to mislead. You've heard of agent provocateur, haven't you? Provocation agent, an agent sent to provoke and destabilize the target group to do foolish things. Can you say Black Lives Matter? Can you say Antifa? There's all kinds of agents like this. We see them all the time. Provocation agent. Listen, an agent sent in to provoke and destabilize the target group to do foolish things. Ah, here's the one. This is Mr. Tex Mars. Spoon feeder agent. Someone who dribbles out legitimate information. This is often done to build up a person's credentials, bona fides. Lots of people, who are pretending to expose the Jew world order are spoon feeder agents who provide a little new information, tons of already known secrets, and sprinkle in a measure of disinformation for added fun. Generally, spoon feeders increase their percentage of disinformation once they gain respectability. We've seen a lot of these in the new truth movement. We've seen them. Tex Mars is a prime example of a spoon feeder agent. Prime. If you want to know what a spoon feeder agent is, that's what it is. There are very few people really exposing anything of consequence about the Jew world order. This author has endured the loss of several of the really legitimate whistleblowers who were friends being assassinated since he began writing exposés. What this means is that agents for groups that do mind control may have been sleepers for many years and look legitimately innocent. They may have give good, correct information to our side. They may say all the right things and try to get us motivated to do more than we would want. They may talk about other friends who are giving them information who do not even exist. It takes discernment to spot people who are not on our side. Discernment. Remember I talked about discernment and why people didn't know that Professor Lai, they did not discern what he was? It takes discernment. See, it's because they didn't want to. They already knew what he was. They didn't want to tell you what he was. They wanted to get him in. It takes discernment to spot people who are not on our side. Unfortunately, such discernment seems to be fundamentally lacking within the public at large. For instance, I have seen people choose obvious Jew World Order agents over this author as a source of information, which is in reality disinformation. Most people have bought so much disinformation during their lifetime, perhaps it's unrealistic to expect them to purge out all the junk they've accepted. Just as people in the world need to toss out their worldly thinking, people in the church need to toss out all the indoctrination they've gotten from the numerous kinds of harlot churches. At the moment, the system is set up so that the perpetrators of the mind control are in control of the credentialing process, so that they can provide their stooges and agents with the best credentials. As the reader can see, the roots of power behind mind control go deep. Ladies and gentlemen, it is deep. Obviously, we're down one of these holes right now. Tricking suspects. One trick or variation of it that has been used with suspects is to arrest them. Place the suspect in a situation where the police are in two groups. One group looks like the police, and the other group looks like the group the suspect has come from. After the suspect arrives, the group pretend to be arrested group members, overpowers the police contingent, and escapes to another setting where another police group pretending to be even more of the suspect's group ask him who he is and to explain his credentials. Letting his guard down, the original suspect explains what he's all about, thereby giving up the information they needed in the first place. Variations of this script can be run. English intelligence calls this basic script crackle bladder because chicken blood is used on the police actors that are overpowered to make them look injured. Can you say false flag? Cackle bladder. That's now you know what's taking place in the media when you see blood. But often they don't even have the common sense to use blood. The names of deception tricks. Four faces refer to pretext used by agents to get interviews. Dangle is the craft word for luring a victim into a provocation. A dangle operation would be an operation to provoke a group or individual into a particular action. This was done with Elohim City and with many other groups that the Jew World Order is trying to set up as patsies. Standard deception devices. Agents use bleep boxes to tap telephones and in other instances to make free-of-cost telephone calls. A cabman, bleep boxes. Agents use bleep boxes to tap telephones. Okay? A cabman is a device to remotely activate a telephone within a radio beam. It can be used without entering the building where the telephone is located. I must say, I've received calls recently, not in the last couple of weeks, but since I've been here, where you'll call the number back and it'll say there is no such number. And there was no mistake made on the number. You see? Masks. The use of masks in the occult world is ancient. For centuries, the gypsies, which are Jews, have used them for their hypnotic powers. You remember the movie by, what's-his-face, the Jew there that got him killed? Same one that did 2001, A Space Odyssey? For centuries, the gypsies have used them for their hypnotic powers. These masks have hypnotic powers. Special healing masks for their people are kept secret and never shown to the public. Masks have a shock value and fascination value. Gypsy and other occult groups have special rituals to create the masks, using their hair clippings or using hair clippings from the person who will wear the mask. Gypsy healing masks are destroyed after the patient gets well. Jews programming masks may or may not be destroyed after use. Remember the Rothschild parties? The Jews' mask-making abilities, according to deprogrammed victims of their mind control, are very high quality. Sometimes the programmers simply wear Halloween cartoon character masks that anyone can obtain to fulfill their role in the programming script that they are involved in during the time. Covers. Some beginners who have just started into studying the world order question, why the Jews would use legitimate religious covers. Why would the Jews want to create a slave who is an evangelist? I could tell you why. You could certainly see why that might be, right? Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the first show. We'll continue next week. I believe that we'll keep this an hour show, and it'll keep you fresh and ready to learn. Stay out of the wrong holes, eh?
They never wanted me. The curse is laid upon my race. Useless serpents, they bring disgrace. A man without a face. Time they pass again. It's so hard to tell where and when. Yeah, just do the best you can. The flames will burn away the waste. All the lies that they told erased. A man without face, a man without a face, a man without a face, a man without a face.